Shout amen at the top of your voice. Hallelujah. Between the second service and the third service, the powering the central AC from source went down a bit. Otherwise, now some of you will be holding yourself now. But in case if the AC gets too much, let us know we can off it. So welcome to fully AC'd Glory Dome. Central AC Glory Dome. Give the Lord a big clap, a bigger, bigger clap, and a louder, louder shout of praise. And if everything has put your life under pressure before now, today the pressure is over. The pressure is over. The pressure is over forever. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. Those who have been coming without AC, the Lord really, really bless you. Those who only come because because some people say, once there is AC, they are tell us we'll come. Those who come like that, the Lord help you. The Lord have mercy on you. Because he said, seek first the kingdom of God, not seek first the air condition. And all these things shall be added unto you. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 11, verse 27, all the way to verse 28. And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the paps which thou hast sucked. But he said, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. The subject this morning very, very sharply is titled, the word of our blessing. The word of our blessing. The word of our blessing. We said in the first service that the word of God is the custodian of the blessing of God. The word of God is the custodian of the blessing of God, is the container, is the depot of the blessing of God. In the second service, we also mentioned that the word of God, that the goodness of God is domiciled in the word of God. The goodness of God is domiciled. The goodness of God is headquartered in the word of God. Two more things we'll say in this service. The buzzing of that sound, it can be attended to. Two things to say in this service, and the thought or the third thing maybe for now, is that the word of God is the depot of the treasures of God. The treasures of God. The wealth of God. The riches of God. They are deposited in the word of God. Colossians chapter 2 and in verse 3. Colossians chapter 2 and in verse 3. The Bible said concerning Jesus, who also is the word, he said, in him are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Matthew chapter 13 and in verse 44. He also mentioned again The kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man has found, he hideth, and for joy selleth thereof, goeth and selleth all that he had, and buyeth that field. So the word of God is a minefield of treasure. Secondly, the word of God is the escape route from the pressures of life. Come unto me, all ye that labor. Matthew 11:28. And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart. And you shall find rest unto your souls. Learn of me. If you are looking for rest, let me instruct you. If you are looking for rest, let me teach you. If you are looking for rest, I speak to someone today prophetically. Every treasure, every wealth, and every deposit you are trusting God for is released for you now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you today. Every pressure in your life, pressure around your life, pressure around your destiny is arrested today forever. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say a loud amen. I hope I had announced the subject, the word of our blessing. This is part 3. We are understanding the blessing of the word. Do we have any examples where the word of God produced blessing for anybody? Yes. We have the example of the word. The word of God changed the story. Of the wedding in Canaan of Galilee. It changed the story. In John chapter 2 from verse 1 all the way to verse 5. It said, and the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour has not yet come. His mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. For the sake of time, we may not read all of it. It was an embarrassing situation at that wedding. Literally speaking, the wedding had come to an end because of the situation that was on ground. Until the word came, whatsoever he says to you, do it. Every life story changes at the word point. At the word point. When you arrive at the point of the word, you have arrived at change in life. Master, I have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Somebody say amen. What did the word do at the wedding in Cana of Galilee? Number one, the word of God brought a new beginning into a concluded end. A new beginning into a concluded end. Wine finished. Nobody was able to buy another wine. Nobody was able to do anything beyond that. It brought a new beginning into an end that was concluded. Second, the word of God brought fulfillment into the climate of embarrassment. It brought fulfillment. Into the climate of embarrassment. Embarrassment for the couple. Embarrassment for the parents. Embarrassment for the loved ones. The world changed that. Third, the word of God brought needed supply out of available resources. It brought needed supply out of available resources. What they needed was wine. What they had was water. And the wine came out of the water. Needed supply out of available resources. Finally, the word of God brought glory out of a situation of reproach. It brought glory. The reproach was imminent. But in verse 11, this beginning of miracle, did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. This is the prophetic word for somebody. Maybe you think you are at the end of the road right now, at the end of life. Maybe something has ended and finished around your life. I am here to announce this morning that your God and my God is giving you a new beginning. He's giving somebody a new beginning. He's giving you a new beginning. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Maybe you are in the situation of embarrassment. Something is about to embarrass your life. I don't know who I'm talking to here in this service. Now the messages are a bit different in different services. And I'm aware because of differences in situations in the lives of people. Maybe you are here facing an embarrassing situation. Jehovah will turn this embarrassment to fulfillment by his word in your life. By his word in your life. In the name of Jesus. Listen to this one now. He gave them needed supply out of available resources. God is saying to us, it is not compulsory to have money before you get everything. The first wine must have been bought with money. The second wine was got with miracle. There are things that money can buy and there are things that miracle can get. There are those who build house with money. There are those who get house with miracle. There are those who get things with money, and there are those who get it with miracle. The miracle one is sweeter, it's easier. Trust God for the money will come. But the miracle one is easier, the miracle one is sweeter. I prophesy to somebody, God will give you by miracle what others get with money. In the season, help her there right now. Liga yada gida, help her there right now. Like perata satatata. God will give you by miracle. Something is happening everywhere here. As he spake, the spirit fell upon them. God is about to give you by miracle what others get by money. God is about to give you by miracle what others need money to get. God is about to bypass protocols, bypass schedules, and change your life, and change your story, and change your situation. Somebody shout, I believe, 5 times. I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe. Woo! God can make you to travel on a journey you didn't pay anything for. We traveled first class a couple of times without paying for it. I remember one time we were right at the tail of the airplane and somebody called us, the air hostess called us, please come forward, you and your wife, please come forward. And just directed us straight to the front of the front row. Right? Just straight. We didn't pay for it, but we went there. Many such things have happened. If everything you get in life, you get with money and with labor, something is wrong. If everything you get in life, you have to use money to get, and you have to use labor to get, something is wrong. The fact that you are connected to a supernatural God should make protocols suspended. On certain occasions and in most occasions, should cause protocols to be suspended. It's God speaking to somebody here. I prophesy to somebody today, you are going to get by miracle what people get by money. Somebody shout, I believe it. You are going to get by favor what others use labor to get. Somebody else say, I believe it. Can I say another thing? If every result of your life can be explained, something is wrong. And there should be things that nobody can explain. Even yourself can't explain. That is, you are in a dimension where you can't explain how you got here. How did I get here? How did I get this kind of mantle? How did I get this kind of oil? How did I get this kind of favor? It's not just a surprise to people. It's a surprise to myself. Somebody step into that realm. And if you are that one, you say the loudest, amen. Look at your neighbor and say, there are so many results in my life. And there are many other results that I cannot explain. Only God can explain. Now, even if you haven't seen it, say by faith. You know, the Bible says, let the weak say, I'm strong. All right? Say, there are many results in my life. There are some I can explain. But the majority of them, I can't explain it. Only God. I am in my house praying or sleeping or eating. And then at the same time, somebody said, I came to her house to operate her and remove things from her body. And she woke up the next day whole. I am standing here in the second service ministering in the front here. Then a lady who has been afflicted for years and also trusting God for the fruit of the womb says, I stood right in front of her. And then prayed for the back and the womb at the same time because of the affliction she had, pelvic inflammatory disease, which disappeared on the spot today, not yesterday, today's service. And I'm standing on the altar and I didn't shift. Can you explain that now? Are you hearing what I'm saying here? I am standing here ministering, and then the woman carried a child with three holes in the heart, right at the back there. And he said, I came and operated on the heart of the child, and then they checked again. This child that couldn't stand up for 2 minutes is now standing endlessly and is totally healed. Went into the hospital and the doctor said, what happened? Where did you go? Heart sounds are normal. Holes are healed, oxygen perfusion normal, everything is normal in a child that needed surgery of over 5 million naira. Another one needed surgery of 17 million naira. I can't explain it. I announce to you today, in a short while to come, it will never be explainable. Say the loudest, amen. And let me announce this finally. Every situation of reproach that the enemy has organized around your life, in this season and in this day, situation of reproach, your God and my God is turning your reproach into glory. Glory shall come out of it. Glory shall come out of it. Glory shall come out of it. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord and let us see how we can round off. How does the word bring about the blessing? How does the word of God bring about the blessing? Number one, we said that the word of God is prophetic. So when the word is spoken, it puts systems under pressure, puts people under pressure to produce desired results. The word of God is prophetic. Secondly, the word of God is creative. Every time the word of God is spoken, that spoken word is creative raw material. And that spoken word is pregnant with creative power. Thirdly, the word of God is seed. So it is prophetic, it is creative, and it is a seed. Somebody say amen. Let's look at the seed dimension of it. Mark chapter 4 and in verse 14. The Bible said, the sower soweth the word. The sower soweth the word. So the word of God is seed. Luke 8:11 said that one directly. The seed. Now, the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. The seed is the word of God. The seed is the word of God. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. He said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. The word of God is an incorruptible seed. What is the meaning of that? Every time you sow the word into any situation, you reap harvest according to its kind. The word of God has the capacity to reproduce after the sown seed. So as we are talking about the miracle of supply in Cana of Galilee now, what is about to be reproduced in the life of people is supply results. The word of God is the seed. Finally, how do we profit from the word? Profiting from the word. Because everybody hears the word, but not everybody benefits from the word. James chapter 1. Verse 21. Here is what it says. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. Lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. Four things to do to benefit from the word. Number one, lay aside filthiness, uncleanness, unholiness. Put aside every trace of uncleanness, unholiness, filthiness, every trace of bitterness. I said this before. Whatever defiles your conscience denies your access. Whatever defiles your conscience denies your access. access to God's presence, access to the word. That is why it is very, very important to continuously ask for his cleansing. Denies your access. Number two, lay aside naughtiness. Lay aside every trace of stubbornness. Rebelliousness where the world is concerned. An argumentative spirit. Lay it aside. You can't argue with God. And don't ever be found in situations where somebody wants to engage you in argument on the word. It's fruitless. Lay it aside. God says it. I believe it. I receive it. Lay it aside. Thirdly, receive the word with meekness. If God must touch you, he must teach you. If God must reach you, he must teach you. If he can't teach you, he can't touch you. If he can't teach you, he can't reach you. Hallelujah. Meekness. A child can instruct you. Every time arrogance is allowed, ignorance is established. Everyone who agrees to be arrogant has agreed to be ignorant where scripture is concerned. Finally, engraft the word into your life. Engraft. We understand the meaning of engraftment. When skin grafting is done, the old skin is gone, a new skin is introduced there. In agriculture, grafting is done, and a new plant is introduced into an old plant, and the new one grafted takes off from there. What does it mean? Allow the word to replace your ways. Allow the principles of God to replace your principles. If you can't change your ways, God can't change your life. Allow the word of God to change your way of life. You can't put new wine into old bottles. Allow your way of doing things to be taken over by God's own ways of doing things. Somebody say amen. Allow it. That is where you receive the maximum blessing. Listen. Revelation is superior to information. Information, even in the Word of God, only gives you something to know. But revelation is the combination of illumination and application. Revelation, you are illuminated. You just knew, you got something new. And then you also got an application, what to do with what you got. If you just receive new light from word, that is ordinary information. It is illumination plus application that is called revelation that guarantees a revolution. That is where something changes drastic, and people are wondering, what happened to this man? He just saw something new
And he just got an application and it has changed his life. Somebody say amen. Did you receive something just now? Is something changing in your life just now? Lift up your right hand and give him the praise.
How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? All will see how great, how great is our God. How great is our God? How great is our God?
All we see. Lift your hand. Who is she to? Your mother. What happened to her? She stepped on a charm. I can see. You can see the leg right there. When did she step on charm? Move the cloth
off. It was last month.
Shut up.
Now, 6th of July.
6th of July. I saw her. I was asking her to stand up and she stood up with so much effort. Mother, lift your hands. Charm returned back to her. Yeah. And the charm made her not to be able to move or what? She went unconscious too. Power! Jesus' name. Command that devil to return back to her.
Jesus, Omega Naya, I worship you today. Jesus, Omega Naya, I bow before your throne.
Lift your voice and sing.
Jesus, Omega Naya, I worship you today. Jesus, Omega Naya,
tell her to lift her leg. No, lift the leg.
You are God, the beginning and the end. There's no place for argument.
You are God.
You are God all by yourself.
You are God.
You are God.
From beginning to the end.
There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself.
You are God.
You are God. From beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself.
You are God.
There's no place for argument. You are God.
Sing it one more time. You are God. You are God. From beginning to the end. There's no place for argument.
You are God all by yourself.
Lift your hands. You are God. From beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. Who are you? Narekele. Narotutomo. Oh. Narekele. Ekele. Ekele. Narekele mo. Narekele.
Narekele mo.
Your hands everywhere. Maintain quietness if you can. Your two hands. That marriage will not break. You won't lose that home. No stranger, no Jezebel will take your home.
In the name of Jesus. Listen, you will not labor in vain. You won't build for others to inhabit. He won't plant for others to take over the fruit of it.
Lift your hands. Move away from the people. Lift your hands. Lift your hands high. Whisper the name the hand down gradually. Lower that keyboard, it's too loud. Bring the hand down gradually. Place it on your head now. Whisper Jesus.
Of the Holy Ghost, that's right. Divine encounters, deliverance encounters happening right now. Breakthrough encounters, healing encounters happening right now. Receive your freedom. Receive your freedom. Receive your deliverance. Receive the turnaround impact of the word on your life right now. On your life right now. Right now. Right now.
Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Thank you, Master. Blessed be your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Take your seat if you can.
That terrible waist condition is healed. That ear condition is also healed. The ear is open. That weight on your head is lifted. That migraine is also gone. Somebody's fibroid is melted and dissolved. In the name that is above every name, eyesight is cleared. And somebody just received the deliverance where God pulled the cloth off your body. And that spirit of death has left you just now. You are out of the cage and out of the pit. Somebody's breast condition is gone right now. Pain gone, swelling gone, growth gone. In the name of Jesus. Somebody's knee, right knee, is healed also. If you got a touch of God, a healing, a deliverance, very, very sharply, our time is gone. I can take like 5 or 7 people here this morning within this session, something. That's right. Somebody's liver disease is gone forever. From that testimony, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, hepatitis C is cleaned out of the system forever. HIV positive is cleared out of the system. SS is changed to AA right now. Short-sightedness is healed and your eyes are cleared. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. And a shout of praise. Please be seated. Very, very sharply, what has happened?
On the 28th, for the International Music Ministers Conference. And she had a leading last night that she should wear a wedding gown prophetically as the declarations of the blessings.
Everybody trusting God for the marital establishment. Next Sunday, we are breaking anti-marital spells officially. Next Sunday, whether it's a bad marriage or a frustrated marriage or whatever, it's just to announce it ahead of time. Go on.
Yes, so she did that, and then once she made that decision, arranged the wedding gown where she was going to wear it in the morning. Overnight, the devil attacked her. This is how she looked when she woke up this morning. Looks like an anaphylactic reaction. That's how swollen the face was, especially
today,
that eye.
This morning.
And she couldn't see with the eye.
Incredible.
Yes, sir. So she came into the service. She wanted to change her mind about her prophetic action. But then she went ahead and came into the service. As you were making the declarations, the eye, the swelling cleared off. She began to see with the eye. The migraine headache she had disappeared. And she knows that it's a confirmation of her prophecy.
And now go ahead and be established in the marriage. Power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ. Bride under the anointing.
Amen.
Give the Lord a shout of praise.
Hello, sir. She was so excited. She had migraine headache for over 1 year now.
You cannot
take drug
for over 1 year now.
Right in this service, He said, you walked to her. I heard her face. And
I
raised
I walked to you.
Are you lying against
right
me? I'm standing here and say, I walked to you.
Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise.
And the migraine is out there.
I held the head.
I held the head.
Like how? And where's the migraine now? Check back to her. Step here. Are you just sitting and looking like that? God is about to give you an encounter that will set you free from every affliction of hell.
This is another. This, she came for this. The son is in UK. In a hospital. With these complications. So she has been praying.
Your grandson.
Yes.
And what has happened?
Because of that. Well, so what has happened? He's healed already.
Right now, he's in the
hospital.
Come, auntie.
I told God I will bring you that child. He's too tender.
You are used to the UK system. Take a look at what is written.
Okay.
Where's the child?
NHIS from Birmingham.
Encephalopathy.
Oh, really?
She found where the walking diagnosis was. HSV encephalitis. Is that encephalitis? Yes.
I hope that was not herpes simplex virus encephalitis.
Like, it looks like.
Herpes simplex virus that affected the brain of the child. That devil is a bastard. That's the child. HSV encephalitis. And what has happened is normal now.
What were his symptoms when he came? When you brought him?
Was there any trace of seizure or convulsion?
He was seizures,
right?
He had seizures and he wasn't responding at all.
Seizures, convulsion, wasn't responding at all.
For 2 months.
So what happened now?
Now he's completely normal.
He's completely normal.
They're saying he will never feed again, but he's feeding, he's turning around.
They say he will never feed again. He's feeding, he's turning around.
Are you just looking like that? A virus affected almost knocked the brain of that child, but right now, a turnaround has happened. Give the Lord a celebration song.
This thing that affected the brain probably affected the sucking reflex and all the other reflexes. The child couldn't feed. He wasn't crying. That is more like when the engine knocked, as if the brain knocked.
Hey!
Can't feed, can't cry, can't turn. Now he's feeding, now he's turning. Now everything they say he couldn't do, it looks to me like either God healed the brain or gave him a new brain.
New brain.
You just sitting and looking like that? Give the King of Kings a loud shout of praise.
Gripping the hand. He couldn't grip, no reflex.
Apnea, that is was an oxygen. Nasogastric tube that is feeding through the nose. Everything normal.
He's awake now. Let me try him. How's the head control? It's all holding up the head.
It's a normal guy. Fully normal guy. Everything is normal. Everything is normal. Everything is normal. Everything is normal. Hey!
He plays now.
Come and see the Lord is good. Come and see the Lord is good. There is nothing he cannot do. Come and see the Lord. Everybody, body, 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 come and
see the Lord.
Everybody, body, body, body,
come and see the Lord is good.
There is nothing, nothing.
There is nothing he cannot do. Come and see the Lord is good.
Everybody, come and see.
Come and see the Lord is good.
Everybody, body, 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 come and see.
Come and see the Lord is good.
There is nothing, nothing, nothing.
There is nothing he cannot do. Come and see the Lord is good.
Oluwa ti se
Oluwa re soro ni dayo
Olowo ri mi
ere je je ani ni se
Oluwa ti se
Oluwa re soro ni dayo
Olowo ri mi
ere je je ani ni se.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout. Take your seat. You have to go.
He's looking at everything, looking at the lights, watching out for the music.
Is the areas of everything.
Hey,
the areas of everything they say he couldn't do. Congratulations, mother, baby, and grandmother. Many, many miracles. God bless you. And God is what?
God is great.
God is great. Any day.
God is faithful.
Faithful. Congratulations. Let's go. Please be seated, people.
There is a miracle here, sir. Mama is so excited.
I can see her leaping.
Yes. She has suffered arthritis for 9 years.
9 years?
Yes.
Okay, I used to tie this my leg.
You used to tie this your leg
I
like this?
She cannot climb staircase.
She couldn't climb staircase.
She cannot stand for 5 minutes. This is the daughter-in-law.
And she couldn't stand for 5 minutes?
Yes.
And how does she, did she normally walk before?
She
tell us,
out.
Mother, show us.
For 9 years.
And how you they take walk?
I used to
go on, go on, show us.
Like
she's showing you how she's walking for 9 years, crippled on the waist and in the knee. Show the devil how you can walk now. Up here. They say you don't feel climb staircase. Are you just looking like that? Hey! Celebration!
Yes, you
Show that you are healed. Daughter-in-law covered her mouth with her hand. She couldn't believe.
Daddy, when you declared, she fell under power.
She fell under power first.
And everything that tied her down on loose her.
And she was loose and they want you to... Oh, yes. Yes. Hey. Somebody give the king the praise.
Take it,
Maybe in your own case, your waist was not tied or your leg, but your marriage is tied, your finances was tied, your destiny had been tied. I announce to you today, by the same anointing that untied this woman of arthritis bent for 9 years, by the same anointing, everything that has tied your life is untying you now. You are untied now. You are released now. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord a praise. Help that woman there. Mama, congratulations. Come forward. Take your seat, people. Every service shortly has become a crusade. Open air healing and deliverance crusade. What's happening?
A serious and amazing miracle. This child was referred from Gwarimpa General Hospital to National Hospital with a working diagnosis of failure to thrive.
Query secondary to what?
Query cost.
Okay.
And in National Hospital, all the investigations, at the end of the day, impression, null. Yes, that's what's written here. So, looking through the only things that we could see here was bilateral renal parenchyma disease, grade 2. But every other thing in his whole system was normal. So I said, you came out for prayer. The mother said, as you were making the declarations, the child couldn't hold his head, couldn't hold up the neck, began to hold up the neck. He's 5 months. He couldn't hold up the neck.
That is, the neck would be falling left, right, like a doll.
Yes.
Like a doll.
Like a doll.
And now he's holding his neck.
He's holding the neck. He's looking around. He's been wondering what's
going on.
How
was the neck like before? See, the father is demonstrating for us. That is, it will just be falling. Falling anyhow.
All this while he's been in the hospital for the past 3 weeks, feeding through the nose on oxygen.
Incredible.
Feeding through the nose on oxygen.
And on oxygen. Yes.
We don't know where the actual cause for the failure to try.
Renal parenchyma disease is being queried.
Okay.
That will be a part of it.
Okay.
But any other thing that is not known, which cannot be found by the ultrasound, has been dissolved by the power of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Whatever is in your system that cannot be identified, that whose cause nobody knows, today it is arrested and flushed back to hell. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. What a miracle. What
hallelujah.
A miracle. 5-month-old child. Return back. You return with testimonies.
By this time next month,
yes.
Come back with him. We will take the pictures side by side. You see,
that's
catch
right.
Up growth.
You will gain weight.
Catch up growth.
You will catch up the growth.
You will look
and
like
catch up with developmental milestones. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. What a mighty God. I think we should just...
God's just specializing on little children today.
Hyperprolactinemia, so she's having galactorea.
Exactly, for 3 months, she said.
Continuous flow of breast milk.
And also fibroid for 6 years.
And what has happened now?
Vibration there, and the breast milk dried up.
Breast milk has dried up. Fibroid dissolved by the vibration power of God. Come over here. Father, thank you. Everything that is not working well in your body is working well now. Hyperprolactinemia means that excessive secretion of the hormone prolactin that is causing the flow of breast milk when it shouldn't flow at all. And that excessive prolactin plus breast milk flow is contraceptive, which means that if she's married, she cannot give birth to children.
For six years,
no child. Those are all the complexes that the devil has given to her, but today it has been blasted off. The hormone is now balanced. Fibroid is gone. Go and bring forth your children. In the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. You can see that we didn't go to school for nothing. We didn't waste our time. It's applicable here.
Somebody was angry that why did you go to school, become a doctor, and then you say you're not a pastor? This is the reason. How would I have known the meaning of prolactinemia? Not to talk of galactoria.
Sir, this is Sister Joy. And you said that God was changing people's garment. At the relief of that word, she fell under power and saw herself wearing a black garment that caught fire. Hmm. All of a sudden, the servant of God appeared and removed that black garment and gave her a white garment.
Wow. This is the second time.
Yes,
black garment were removed. The last service, it happened. And now, the meaning of that is every single one here, every identity on your life that is a wrong identity, identity of destruction, identity of depression, identity of sorrow and sadness, identity of death is set on fire right now. Jesus' name, I command you, fresh life, fresh help and fresh mercy.
She said, last week, a woman gave her yam to eat.
In the dream.
In the dream. And since that time, she has been in pain.
Was it boiled yam or roasted yam? Or fried?
Boiled yam, I believe.
Oh, which one? Fresh? Fresh?
Yes.
Not cooked at all?
Yes, sir.
That is terrible. You see, can you imagine why I asked that question? Raw yam.
Raw yam. So she said, since that time, she has been in pain.
And raw yam used to scratch throat.
Very well.
Physically, not to talk of in the dream.
So she said, in the course of the service, she had a trance where God visited her using your face, walking through the aisle, and you came and pulled out something out of her, and then she believed that she's delivered. And the pain has ceased. Right now, she's feeling normal.
I was singing Ola Ola.
Yes.
And then something was pulled out. That was the yam, deamation. She was deamed, deamed. Power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. I think we can stop here now because of time.
Sir, knee conditions, woke up this morning since 4 o'clock. As the word came now.
You use support.
Stand up, you take more than 5 minutes.
And now you are whole.
Yes.
She also, one week now, that's Monday, she said she woke up and discovered it's a knee problem. It made her impossible to drive. But you said that as the instant of that word, when you said that word, that knee challenge took off.
Give the Lord a praise.
And sir, this is Anthony. He said that 8 years ago, he stepped on charm. He stepped on charm. You gave the word that God was healing knee challenges. Immediately that word came forth. That knee challenge took off. Now he can stand. He said he couldn't stand for up to 5 minutes.
Incredible. We have several testimonies here. You can see them already taken and lined up. But for the salvation of time, we will not be able to take all of them now. But within the midweek service, early will I seek you on any of these services, you can share your testimonies. Your miracles are permanent in Jesus' precious name. I want somebody to celebrate 1 minute. If you are expecting a miracle, just 1 minute before we take the communion. Celebration.
Come and see what the Lord has done for me. He has taken away my soul. I can be full of you. I can have a hallelujah. Because of Jesus, because of people. Double, double. He has given me victory. Almighty God has given me victory. He has given me victory. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. And please be seated in the presence of the Lord. And peace be still up there in Jesus' name. Very, very quickly, time is so much gone. But I need to pray for everyone who is in need of surrender to Jesus. You need your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for you. Quickly pick your Bibles. You've seen the miracles, seen the signs. Heard the word. Put aside every filthiness. Quickly pick your Bibles and your bags. Let me give the call together. You're also bound by addiction. Addiction of tobacco, addiction of alcohol, addiction of marijuana, pornographic addiction, masturbation addiction, and every other such addiction. Quickly pick your Bibles and your bags and rush to the front quickly and let us pray for you. Celebrations as they come.
I've got my mind made up and I won't
quickly
turn back.
What?
Because I want to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up.
Two.
And I won't turn back because I want to see my Jesus someday.
I've got my mind. I've got my mind. And I, you know, because I want. Place your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. From today I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. And fresh grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name.